We're continuing here at Trade Talk. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network, and I'm very honored. I'm at the National Farm Medicine Center to get to talk to Jerry Miner. He is a fire chief out of the state of Wisconsin, and the city is Pittsville. But you're here to talk about a great program that is out there for our rural fire departments. So tell me what RF-DASH is and how we, and I say we including myself, can utilize this as a firefighter.
Well, I'll go back a few years. Before 2014, we started a program called Farm Mapper. There was another program out there, but this one was totally electronic, where we come out, we take an we get an aerial shot of your property, and we identify the hazards ahead of time, and identify things that firefighters need to know at 3 a.m. So where's the power shut off? Where do you keep your big equipment, animal storage, all those things? From that, in 2014, the RF-DASH, and it's RF Rural Firefighters Delivering Ag Safety and Health, a program developed. And it's basically a five-part series, including Farm Mapper, introduction to farm emergencies, because they are unique to most fire departments. And there are other components to it, such as hazardous analysis on your farm, where we look at pieces of equipment. We look at your electrical system. We look at anything that could cause a problem. And then another part of it is farm first aid. So you can take this program back to your local fire department. The intent is to get your fire department married to, partnering with, your farmers. I cannot stress the importance of knowing that. We need to keep the farm in the same field as any industry a fire department might respond to. So when we look at buildings downtown that we have to inspect on a twice a year basis in Wisconsin, the farm is outside of that. We don't have that regulatory authority. And all we are is asking to come in and do these things. But we also want that farm to come back to us and say, hey, can you help me with this? Can you provide this for me? And if we can get into that mold with our farms, we'll make safer farms, which is also part of the RF-DASH program, so that we're not having to go there. If we can prevent an accident, that is our goal. Same thing we do in fire prevention. If we have to teach you how to use a fire extinguisher, that means prevention didn't work. Nobody thinks of it that way, but that's really the way it is. So people will also tell me, you know, well, safety, that's so expensive to have to buy that piece of equipment and put that ROPS on or whatever. So it costs you $5,000 to put on a ROPS and a seatbelt. What's it cost if you lose that farmer or that farm hand? In rural America, where 65, maybe up to 80%, in Wisconsin it's 83%, of fire departments are volunteer, we're a lot like our farms. We are very much like our farms. We need to have that partnership there. They are not a entity that we only go to when there's a problem. We want to prevent the problem from happening. A fire department response to a farm is unique. We don't do them very often. But when we do, the hazards that are there are dangerous to our firefighters. So I'll coin somebody else's phrase, but a gentleman by the name of Gordon Graham. A response to a farm is a low-frequency but highly dangerous event. That makes it more hazardous for those responders. So let's make it safer. So going back to the put the ROPS on and spend $5,000, or lose a person. If you look at incidents, and I've done this in Wisconsin, in a small community, we lose a farmer. The chances of that farm being active in 2 to 3 years is really very small. Quite often they don't survive those tragedies. The same thing applies to the local fire department. If we lose a firefighter on an incident, the ripple effect over that department and that community is massive. Mm-hmm. The comparisons between the two are night and night. the chances of that fire chief still having his or her job, not because they get terminated, but because they can't deal with it,
right,
are enormous. Those comparisons are just unbelievable. So in a rural setting, whether we're the farm or the fire department, the similarities between us are not as many as we used to think. We don't have the number of firefighters on our departments today that we used to. I used to have more farmers on my fire department. I don't. They're either too busy or they've aged out. So that expertise isn't there. So we bring fire departments in to learn about safety issues on farms. We bring them in ag rescue training to do scenarios with tractor rollovers, entrapments, confined space rescues, all of those things that can happen. Dealing with the noxious gases that are on farms, those that are quite often colorless, odorless, and you can't see them, but they're deadly. So there are as many hazards. If you compare a paper mill, for example, by me, and a farm, very few differences. Very, very few differences. So we need to treat those farms like this is an important place. We do prevention with those industries. We need to do prevention with those farms.
You guys have some online training that departments can sign up. As we wrap up our conversation, tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, that is the RF-DASH program, Rural Firefighters Delivering Ag Safety and Health. If you go to RF-DASH, and it's dash D-A-S-H, not the hyphen, .org, you will find the program. Okay. And it's free for farmers, it's free for fire departments, but we really want you marrying up your fire department with us. And all the information in there is safety information, how to do this, how to do that, how to get this going in your area. It's nationwide, doesn't cost you a nickel. So it's the newest, latest, and greatest that's coming out of the National Fire Medicine Center.
Well, Chief, I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today.
You are welcome.
All right, we've got more coming up at Trade Talk. I'm Susan Littlefield.